Welcome to the Refuge Podcast, where we cultivate our faith in the shelter of God's Word. I'm your host, Jennifer Elwin. And today we are in chapter 14 in Counting Up to Christmas, 24 Gifts from the Gospel of Luke. And I just have to point you over to the picture again. If you're in the Facebook group, it is in a post. And if you have the book or the Kindle, it's in there. It's a pan and it is holding salt from the Dead Sea. When I went in 2018, we actually hadn't planned to even go to the Dead Sea. And, but our guide said, you know what, we have time. And if you've never been there, you need to go. We'll just go to a public beach for a day. And it happened to be Independence Day. And so everyone was out barbecuing at the Dead Sea. And it was just an amazing experience. And so I saw how salty it actually was. And that made me very curious about salt. So when I came across today's verse, I had to study it.
If you haven't yet, go and read Luke 14 and then join me and we'll contemplate this verse together. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? Luke 14:34 ESV. Have tantalizing aromas been trailing from your kitchen? The tasty morsels we create delight our taste buds and are a wonderful tradition of this season. We enjoy baking Christmas treats to bless our neighbors. We pack up the yummies in festive boxes and visit the people who live nearby. Our family lives up a hill in the middle of a pasture. It helps to bridge the gap between us and our neighbors when we deliver gifts to be shared around tables. I believe Jesus appreciated a good meal shared at a table. Throughout this particular gospel account, we encounter Jesus teaching during 8 different meals. He lived a nomadic lifestyle and was dependent on others to feed him. Jesus didn't waste these opportunities, but used them mightily. Our gift today is saltiness, a seasoning for food and a necessary nourishment for our bodies. At the time Jesus uttered today's verse, his audience had an intense understanding that salt represented their covenant with the Lord, which initiated when their ancestors left Egypt. To further open this gift, let's peer into scripture and examine how this covenant originally tasted. You shall season all your grain offerings with salt. You shall not let the salt of the covenant with your God be missing from your grain offering. With all your offerings, you shall offer salt. Leviticus 2:13 ESV. Salt, a preservative, symbolized permanence. In antiquity, this represented the binding, unchanging character of a covenant. Historically, these grain offerings in the form of unleavened bread sustained the Israelites during the first Passover. This flat, salted bread provided the energy needed to flee Egyptian captivity and cross the parted Red Sea towards the promised land of Israel. Imagine the leftover sensation of salt lingering in their mouths of fleeing Israelites, reminding them of God's presence and promise as they escaped enslavement. Let's consider how this applies to us today. As believers, we continue to represent the covenant of salt because we are the salt of the earth. We are a gift of seasoning, bringing intensified flavor to the world. To fully open this gift of saltiness, we need to share it with our world, which appears to be improperly seasoned. Believers should be characterized by the taste experience of a particular kind of salt, freshly smoked. That's my opinion anyway. The flavor of this salt is unusual and has a particularly exhilarating taste on the tongue. Its flavor lingers uniquely. Perhaps it is more unusual than table salt. I want to represent this well, and I hope you do too. Let's ask the Lord to use us as good seasoning to others that is uncommon in lingering. Let's be the salt and sprinkle others this season with deliciously flavored words that point to the best spiritual meal ever, Jesus, the bread of life. Here's our prayer for today. We praise you, God, for reflecting yourself in creation, even in something as simple as salt. Thank you for extending your covenant of salt to us as believers. We pray that we would be intensely savory salt to those around us. Please help us to be constantly pointing to our main spiritual course, Jesus. Amen. I highly recommend listening to a unique worship song called The Christian Offering. And our Christmas quietude prompt today is this. And that is to reflect on our verse. I will read it again. Salt is good, but if salt has lost its taste, how shall its saltiness be restored? And consider how you've been salt to others. And is there anyone in your life that needs Jesus seasoning? So if you are journaling, write down the names of anyone needing salty nourishment from you, or perhaps just take some quiet time and pray for them right now.